Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. A really brutal race-based execution on a major Chicago street highlights where Democrat policies are taking us today. Their obsessive focus on race, coupled with their attacks on moral law, criminal justice, and social norms, will turn all of America into Chicago unless we refuse to go along with a program that affects every facet of American life, from the federal government down to the smallest school board. Now, the facts behind what happened, this horrific execution in Chicago, are simple. A driver was executed and his wife critically injured after they were both dragged from their car and shot by a gang of attackers. I've seen the footage. It is quite bad. The footage shows the moment that Yovani Arizuaga, and 24, and Yasmin Perez, 25, were ambushed following the Puerto Rican Day Parade in Chicago on Saturday. In the clip, the couple, who have two young children, were pulled from their vehicle and shot after Arizuaga's family said he had rear-ended a parked car. Now, Mr. Arizuaga posted a picture to Facebook Friday, 24 years old, with his baby. If you have the stomach to watch the video, you should go watch it, just to fully understand what's going on in this country today. This is happening in America. Even if you don't watch it, there's a still image on Twitter of a bunch of people standing around there filming this execution. And afterward, everybody cleared out, leaving the victims to welter uncomforted in their own blood. Democrats instantly invoked gun control, but it's clear watching the slaughter that this crowd would as readily have executed Arizuaga and Perez with knives or simply beaten them to death. Because what we saw here is a return to Stone Age savagery. It is a reminder that as humans, we have only this thinnest veneer of civilization. The Enlightenment pulled us away from the brutal cruelty that was the norm for pre-modern man. But as Nazi Germany shows, embracing tribal loyalties and removing the brakes on civilized behavior can, in just a few years, transform the world's most advanced and civilized society into a collection of brutal, bloodthirsty, sadistic animals. And it's not about skin color, because the Nazis were white and the people in the video are black. Instead, it's about taking away the brakes. What breaks, you're probably asking? Well, a divine moral code, think religion, faith. Force, think law enforcement and criminal justice, and social norms. Beginning in the 1960s and with accelerating force that went into overdrive in 2020, Democrats have removed each of those brakes. If people believe that an attentive divinity who controls their eternal life has laid down a moral code, they will try to abide by that code. I happen to believe that at a, you know, a practical level, the Ten Commandments is an exceptionally good moral code for a high-functioning society. But if people are told that there is no God or other divinity, those moral structures either become suggestions that can be ignored or laws that can be flouted. And either way, if they don't believe, they don't have that faith, it just becomes something else man's written down. Now, it's bad enough when people flout the moral code that supports the functions of society. What happens if the governing body withdraws the force that bolsters those codes in a society? Just look at what the Democrats have done to understand what happens. Last year, they released criminals from jail. They defunded or cowed the police, and through Soros-founded prosecutors, refused to impose any penalties on those whom the police arrested. The result inevitably is anarchy. And there will be an equal but opposite reaction coming if there is not something done about this. Lastly, in an act of cynical racism, Democrats destroyed the social norms that bind Americans together and lead to a modicum of respect between people. And to do that, they told black Americans, you have no control over your actions. Your problem is white people. If you vote for us, you can do whatever you want to white people. And it's difficult to think of anything more demeaning to people than to say that their skin color renders them incapable of self-governance, self-control, and personal responsibility, or anything more dangerous than to give these same people a racial target. And this is not about something inherent in being black or white or plaid. Democrats are doing to black America what the Nazi Party did to Germans. It's just that in the latter case, the Nazis told the white Germans that their problem was Jews and that they could abandon civilized norms to destroy the problem. And I'm not exaggerating about Democrats giving black Americans permission to kill. A blue check on Twitter applauded the slaughter in Chicago because he thought Arzuaga and Perez were flying a Confederate flag rather than a Puerto Rican one. Even when he was corrected about the facts, he doubled down on blacks or anybody's right to lynch white people who show the wrong flag. This individual's name is Pedro L. Gonzalez. He tweeted, according to the founder of the award-winning Democracy Preservation Initiative, it is absolutely okay to drag white people out of their cars and execute them in front of their children. I'm sure these people come around now that the Republican Party has gone woke, right? So, when he noticed the guy that got the flag wrong was a guy named Richard Tate. He said, well, I think this is a little disingenuous, but okay. I got the flag wrong, but we're not talking about that, are we? The point is, had these people been white supremacists trolling a neighborhood primarily of color, I would have been agnostic. So, what's going to happen very soon if the brakes don't come back, is going to be a lot of scared people are going to take to the streets because no society can long sustain what the Democrats are doing to America. If we are to survive as a nation, we need to resist the initiatives at every level, from the White House to the local school board. Otherwise, we're taking a running leap off of a steep cliff that leads to a deep ravine filled with sharp rocks. And once we're airborne, the only ending is going to be pain and blood and death. But make no mistake, the longer this goes on, there will be, at some point in this, maybe sooner, maybe later, an equal but opposite reaction. Not by people like me. Not by people like me at all. This will be by regular people. And it is coming as sure as I'm standing here, sitting here, whatever I'm doing here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you
mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. What did we learn from the McCluskey experience out of St. Louis? A number of months ago, the McCluskeys became angels to some and demons to others for pointing guns at a mob. If they could be called, you know, protesters, I would call them that, but they were a mob who were marching past their house. And the McCluskeys maintained that the mob had made threats. They certainly weren't anywhere where they were welcome. The McCluskeys live in a gated community, and the mob had broken down the gate. Some people felt the McCluskeys had done nothing wrong, and others felt they'd gone too far since there was no proof of an immediate threat to anything other than maybe their lawn being stepped on, except for those pesky police reports. As it happens, a prosecuting attorney for the city of St. Louis, because he is a complete and total agenda-driven ideologue, he felt they had gone too far, and he charged them with a number of crimes. That was a special prosecutor. Kim Gardner, that, you know, she did too, but she got kicked off of there. In the end, they both pled guilty to very minor misdemeanors and had to surrender the fake pistol and the rifle used in the incident. On his way home, after he'd done that, he stopped and bought his new AR-15. And with that said, and irrespective of your opinion on their actions, there are some takeaways that are worth thinking about. And I'm not trying to praise or bury them. This is to say that if you set aside whether you think they were right or wrong, take a step back and look at the bigger picture, you see the thorns amidst the roses. One aspect is the difference between that you think the law authorizes you to do and what the local prosecuting attorney thinks about it, and those can be wildly different things. A lot of people didn't feel like they did anything wrong. After all, it's not like they didn't have reason to be afraid. They didn't have the Jehovah's Witnesses coming to their house. But the prosecutor didn't feel that was enough to justify their actions. Once again, he had to ignore a police report in order to come to that end. Initially, they were charged with evidence tampering and unlawful use of a firearm, felony charges, despite an amicus brief from the Missouri Attorney General stating that the McCluskeys, along with any citizen lawfully possessing a firearm, having the right to defend themselves against serious threats and arguing for their release. And then they got lucky. Not long into the trial, the prosecutor started using the case in fundraising emails, which led to the judge kicking Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner off the case. And ultimately, they got a slap on the wrist. The crimes they pled guilty to were minor misdemeanors. Mark McCluskey pled guilty to a fourth-degree assault that added up to less than $1,000 in fines and no jail time. They'll keep their bar cards and remain eligible to practice law because they're both attorneys. They're also well enough to live in the Portland Place neighborhood. A fine and having to replace a couple of guns is no big deal financially for them. But here comes the point. For one, the person who determines whether you face charges is the local prosecuting attorney. And if they deem it, you might face charges, even serious ones, for something that would hardly result in any charges, let alone felony charges, in another jurisdiction. This is not the gray lady. This is not the blind justice, lady of justice, is it? And you need to be aware of the realities of the criminal, quote, justice system. And one of those realities is crime is in the eye of the beholding prosecutor. Those two were lucky because they could afford their own attorneys. But, you know, you're talking about a rate of about $250 an hour. Not everybody can do that. Another thing to know here is that circumstances were very much in their favor, which you or I may enjoy. And here's how. Circuit Attorney Gardner seemed to have an axe to grind, so to speak. And it could seem, you know, wanted to make an example of these people. But she botched it by including the case in her campaign emails, which gave the appearance of impropriety and using the case for a political purpose. When new counsel was appointed for the state, the serious charges were dismissed against the McCluskeys and they got a slap on the wrist, which amounted to a minor tax. The state couldn't drop all the charges because they'd come too far by that point, and they had to get at least something out of it. So they settled for, Pyrrhic victory. Also, bear this in mind. How plea deals work is the accused agrees to take the rap on something charges on some charge in exchange for other ones being dropped. To get offered a deal, there has to be something in it for the state. So unless they have some sort of interest, the DEA doesn't care if you spend 20 years in prison being savagely beaten by guards and inmates every day over a busted headlight. But the state bungled it badly right off the bat. They had to find an out, which in this case was getting the accused to plead guilty to barely anything at all. Marissa Alexander wasn't as lucky. Alexander was a victim of domestic abuse, fired a warning shot at her estranged husband when he allegedly threatened to kill her. No one was hurt, but Alexander was arrested and charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. She was convicted in her first trial in 2010 and was sentenced to 20 years in prison, spending 3 years inside until the appellate court ordered a retrial. During the retrial, Alexander took a plea deal that reduced her sentence to time served plus 2 years of house arrest. In the second trial, prosecutor Angela Corey, remember her? Remember her? She was the one who prosecuted George Zimmerman, announced that she was seeking 3 maximum terms for Alexander. Without getting too deep into specifics of that case, the point here is that an action that might have resulted in no charges being filed in one jurisdiction might get you convicted of a felony in another. So unless you have something to bargain with, you might believe yourself totally in the right and still do some serious time. So the McCluskeys were fortunate, and the rest of us, we might not be. So be very careful about what you get yourself involved in. You can't look at what happened and conclude that there was no basis for them to be afraid. A mob broke down a wrought iron gate and entered a private area. They weren't collecting for the Red Cross. But it is an elite to say that if they had gone inside and stayed there, we wouldn't know their names and it's possible nothing would have happened. Can we call this a win? I don't know. But it's also important to recognize just how thin the margins were. If they hadn't fumbled this, the McCluskeys might have been in some very serious trouble. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the vice president isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent Facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
As crime continues to rise across the nation, President Biden is giving a major speech outlining his strategy for keeping the nation safe. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. intelligence community concluded last week that the government of Afghanistan could collapse as soon as 6 months after the American military withdrawal from the country is completed. This as we hear the Taliban is taking over territory as the United States continues to withdraw from Afghanistan. That is confirmed by General Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman.
It is true that the Taliban are sniping at and picking off outposts, etc., and they have seized some district centers. 60% of the 81 were seized last year, and the others since the last 2 months or so. So, yes, we're concerned. We're watching it. But there's a 300,000 plus or minus military force, Afghanistan army and police force, and it is their job to defend their country.
Four people are hospitalized after a pedestrian bridge in Washington, D.C. collapsed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. That's the home of the binary trigger, the St. Luce line, the militia line, Providence line, Reformation line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. As President Joe Biden promised us back in April, the Department of Justice has recently published model, quote, red flag, end quote, legislation that authorizes court orders prohibiting gun possession by people deemed a threat to themselves or others. Now, the proposed language in this describes a process that is rigged against respondents from beginning to end, allowing courts to strip people of their Second Amendment rights based on little more than bare allegations by potentially mistaken, biased, or malicious petitioners. So when I'm describing that, and what I'm describing there is by somebody with an axe to grind with you, somebody that's angry at you, somebody that just doesn't like you, you know? Red flag laws, which 19 states and the District of Columbia have enacted, are commonly portrayed as a way to stop mass shootings, except there have been plenty of instances where not only like in Florida, Parkland, you know, that guy. They knew about him. The FBI knew about him. Shooter in Boulder, Colorado, the FBI knew about him. They knew this. His family knew that he had issues. And they have red flag laws in Colorado. Now, the Biden administration has described this legislation as a response to the, quote, the gun violence public health epidemic, end quote. And then Attorney General Merrick Garland declares that the Justice Department is determined to take concrete steps to reduce the tragic toll of gun violence. And he says the model red flag legislation is one of those steps. Now, this model is put out there for states, individual states, to look at this and say, I will enact this. This gloss that they're putting out there is a little more than misleading. A 2020 RAND Corporation review found no scientifically sound studies that indicates that red flag laws prevent either mass shootings or violent crime generally. It found inconclusive evidence that they can prevent suicide, which is the which the available data indicate is a justification for a large majority of gun confiscation orders. If somebody asked me, Bill, does it matter to you how somebody kills themselves? To be quite honest with you, that method that they use is a symptom of the disease. It is a sad happenstance that someone wants to kill themselves. But can we stop them? No, we can't stop them if they are determined to do it. They're just, unless we incarcerate them. Unless we incarcerate them and keep them bound the whole time. No. The Justice Department is cagey on this point, saying red flag laws authorize courts to temporarily bar people in crisis from accessing firearms. And by allowing family members of law enforcement to intervene before warning signs turn into tragedy. And they say that these laws can save lives, which it claims research has shown. Of course, they don't mention any of that. It describes red flag laws as an evidence-based approach to the problem without specifying exactly what the problem is or what the evidence is showing it can deal with this. But since the only real evidence pertains to suicide rather than homicide, it should be clear that politicians who support these laws are doing a bait and switch. They cite mass shootings to justify authorizing court orders that are mainly used to stop people from killing themselves. See what I'm saying? The Justice Department pays lip service to due process, which this does away with completely, and protecting the rights of law-abiding Americans. And it acknowledges the possibility of false or harassing applications for gun confiscation orders. But the things they're saying are contradicted by their model legislation. So here's how the proposal addresses some of the major issues raised by red flag laws. Who can apply for them? The DOJ thinks requiring that petitions come from law enforcement agencies, a rule aimed at filtering out the unsubstantiated complaint, unnecessarily limits the life-saving potential of the red flag law. So they recommend that authorized petitioners also include family members defined as parents, spouses, children, or siblings of the respondent, household members, which could include housemates and cohabiting girlfriends or boyfriends, dating or intimate partners, health care providers, and officials at schools that the respondent has attended within the preceding 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, or other appropriate time period specified by state law, plus any other appropriate person specified by state law. So, depending on the state, right, that could include additional relatives and employers and co-workers, former housemates, ex-spouses, and former dating partners. The rationale behind this very expansive list of potential petitioners is this empowers people who know the respondent to obtain a red flag order quickly without having to satisfy police that their concerns are justified. And by eliminating that filter while allowing petitions but for a wide range of people, so what if people lose their constitutional rights, even though they pose no real threat to themselves or others? In California, which defines the petitioners broadly, both the promise and the peril of that approach so far have remained mostly theoretical, since law enforcement officials still account for more than 95% of red flag cases. In Maryland, by contrast, most applications come from other kinds of petitioners. So while the judgment of police and prosecutors is by no means infallible, this possibility of error is clearly greater when a state allows direct petitions by people who have an axe to grind. You can ask, what is the standard for ex parte orders? Every state with a red flag law allows ex parte orders, which judges issue without prior notice or a hearing. These orders, which authorize gun confiscation and prohibit the respondent from obtaining new guns, typically last 2 or 3 weeks, at which point the target finally gets a chance to rebut the allegation. And the data from Florida and Maryland indicate that the judges almost always issue ex parte orders. That's hardly surprising, since at this stage they have heard only one side of the story, which makes the term respondent a misnomer. This does raise due process issues, but, you know, they're agnostic to that question. How long does this order last? Well, an appropriate time period. That's pretty vague, isn't it? And then what is the standard for a post-hearing order? You know, you got to go in there and you got to try to prove to them that you're not a problem. That you're not an issue. You're not a threat to yourself or others. And there is no remedy for false or malicious petitions. So that means once you've come through this, if you manage to get away and get your guns back and everything else, as long as you live in that state, you are subject to them coming back to you later on down the road with the same nonsense. And, yeah, it just never ends. Talk to a realtor today. Lots of people moving out of these states that have this stuff, this kind of nonsense. Buying places, sight unseen. Renting places, sight unseen. Trying to get away. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. In order for some of this stuff that's going on now to become less normal, we've got to take some steps for young people. Now, young people are the ones going through the indoctrination now. They're going through it in school, then they go through it really seriously in universities. And universities have now butted up against something. Universities with their endless diversity officers and six-figure salaries and tax-free setups and luxury buildings going up like mushrooms might have just seen the first break on runaway spending. According to C-SPAN, the Supreme Court of the United States unanimously affirmed a ruling Monday that provides for an incremental increase in how college athletes can be compensated and also opens the door for future legal challenges that could deal a much more significant blow to the NCAA's current business model. Judge Neil Gorsuch wrote the court's opinion, which upheld a district court's decision that the NCAA was violating antitrust law by placing limits on the education-related benefits that schools can provide to athletes. The decision allows schools to provide their athletes with unlimited compensation as long as it is in some way connected to their education. Gorsuch wrote that the nation's highest court limited the scope of its decision on these education-related benefits rather than delving further into questions about the association's business model. Justice Brett Kavanaugh published a concurring opinion that takes a harder line, suggesting that the NCAA's rules that restrict any type of compensation, including direct payment for athletic accomplishments, might no longer hold up well in future antitrust challenges. The translation of all of that is the door is open for university athletes to finally get paid something. And they should, when you think about it. Colleges have been reaping billions from the products of the young people's labor, distributing the gravy to bloat their bureaucracy, build their buildings, and promote themselves, all the while giving the kids nothing and calling it the virtue of amateurism. Now, they play well enough to be taken into the professional draft. In some cases, some of these kids are playing at a professional level. In some cases, in a lot of cases, most of these kids are not going to go any further than the college ranks. So they're never going to get to make any money playing football at all unless something changes at college. in some cases, injured kids who lose any prospect of professional basketball or football careers, and the millions that come with it are wadded up and thrown away. You're on your own, kid. Especially if this happens in the middle of a college year or whatever. You know, some of these guys, they get these full-ride scholarships, which they, you know, that's worth something. But they're still making a lot of money off these kids. And they lose their scholarship as well as losing their ability to walk. Now, this all sounds like a good deal for the NCAA as well as its university patrons, because that's some real exploitation on the backs of kids, many of whom are poor and black and who've spent their time honing their sports skills and talents, giving the failing union-run schools they get otherwise, you know. John Hinderreger, Powerline, has an expert legal analysis of what this is all about. The NCAA's defense was that its rules are necessary to preserve amateur college sports as distinct from professional sports. Without this distinction, the market for amateur sports would collapse. The NCAA's only remaining defense was that its rules preserve amateurism, which in turn widens consumer choice by providing a unique product, amateur college sports as distinct from professional sports. Which to me is just a sort of semantic argument to me. Admittedly, this benefit accrues to consumers of the NCAA seller side consumer market rather than to the student athletes whose compensation the NCAA fixes in its buyer side labor market. It is by no means a stupid argument. The district court, in an opinion that the Supreme Court found to be well reasoned, essentially accepted that rationale, but drew a distinction between education related and non-education related benefits. It found that the former have little to do with preserving the distinction between amateur and professional sports and invalidated them while upholding the NCAA's limits on non-education-related benefits. Now, this is not precisely a ruling on pay for student-athletes, but it opens the door to it. And that's generally good news, given the fact that left-wing universities are benefiting from sports tournaments and its talented athletes in some disciplines to the tune of billions of dollars, and the athletes get nothing. If the athletes who often spend their youth honing their athletic talent at the expense of their academic prowess need tutors, then offering tutors, at least, particularly with kids on the road all the time, seems a pretty reasonable thing for universities to offer, particularly since they are educational institutions. Same with trips abroad and educational equipment for athletics. Yet the NCAA forbade all of those things in the name of amateurism. And in the end, the athletes got exploited. Coming out of universities barely able to read, while the unluckier ones got tossed aside if they got hurt. And when we hear of million-dollar pro athletes complaining about slavery and exploitation, there might be a few who have some experience by thinking of this. It's an unsustainable system, and as Kavanaugh noted, illegal in every other industry. Sports athletes peak early in their careers, which is just the nature of the matter. And by spending time in college, they waste what could be fruitful, high-salary athletic careers. So giving them a little of what they earn for others is actually only fair. Supreme Court ruled right in this instance, even the leftists among them. Merit should be rewarded. High-dollar generators should be paid, and young people in educational institutions should be educated instead of just exploited. And now competition can emerge from all these bloated university endowments on how to attract the best players with the best compensation. If that reduces the cash available for new buildings and new diversity officers, well, too bad. Further down the road, this may be the end of the bloated, overpaid university bureaucracies and wokesterism and systemic corruption built in of any system with big piles of money rolling in. This could lead to the universities actually having to put something of value in front of the student athlete. This is important in that once this starts, sometimes it becomes a cascade action. And for me, this is well past time. Not necessarily because I care whether they get paid anything or not. I just think that given the fact that if you watch college sports, these kids, they get whipped into a feverish frenzy to go play. And they give it everything they've got, and they leave everything they got on the field. And sometimes that means they're done. Sometimes that means they're over. And then what about all the what about the athletes that get out there, they go to college, they make it into the pros, and then 2 years after they're out of the pros, they don't have any money at all, or 3 years, whatever it turns out to be. I mean, theoretically thinking, if you think about it this way, somebody that had $10 million in the bank at the age of 30 could pay himself $100,000 a year for how many years? Would that be considered a living wage? I mean, some of these guys, they get contracts that are crazy. Some of these guys make that much per year. Some of them are pretty smart. John Elway was a pretty smart operator. He owned a bunch of car dealerships, which he then sold. And now he doesn't. I think he probably does some sports casting. And that's about it. But most of them are, like Allen Iverson of the NBA, he has $36 million coming to him when he turns 60-something. But until then, he's broke. You know, the truth. I think they called him the truth or whatever they called him. He was a great basketball player. And now he's just broke because when he was in school, he didn't learn anything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.